I'm very happy now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Roman Abeta. He's executive director of the Boys and Girls Club here in Santa Fe. Gabriel Rima of the Youth Media Project. He's mentor and outreach coordinator there. And we are here to talk about Youth by Youth Fest, which is an event that's happening this coming Wednesday through Saturday. It's a collaboration among a whole bunch of people, the Boys and Girls Clubs and Youth Media Project, and also Warehouse 21, the Santa Fe Indian School Spoken Word Team, and the City of Santa Fe. So welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Good to be here.
So Youth by Youth Fest sounds like South by Southwest. What's actually happening?
Well, so I can speak to the event as a whole. Us over at Youth Media Project got together with the Boys and Girls Club, which is an emerging partner of ours. We've been doing some really cool work recently. Youth Media Project is located at Warehouse 21. So, you know, essentially we have all these different organizations which are in our periphery, and we wanted to just really build an event that culminated all these forces, brought them all together, and, really made the best use of those relationships. So this sort of event basically emerged out of that desire. It's meant to be a symbiotic relationship, in the sense that, you know, each event feeds the other, and there's sort of that interplay. The first night is going to be a night of poetry on the 24th of April, brought to you by the Santa Fe Indian School. Night after that is going to be the Audio Revolution Live Showcase, which is going to be essentially just a showcase of live youth talent, all assembled by Youth Media Project and, you know, different youth we work with in the community. And then the last evening, that Friday, is going to be a Battle of the Bands put on by the Boys and Girls Club.
Nice. Tell us about the Battle of the Bands.
Sure. The Battle of the Bands is going to be, we're going to have four categories. General band category, solo singer / songwriter category, a DJ category, and hip-hop rap category. And it's restricted to teens only, because, again, this is a youth event, and we want to make sure that we highlight the different teens and the talent that we have in our community. We have lots of young bands, we have singer-songwriters, and so what we're doing is we've asked for submissions and each of the categories, and then what we are going to be doing is narrowing the submissions down to the top four in each category, and on the 26th at Warehouse 21, the top four in each category will compete. And
now, there's that many bands and musicians in all these different categories. What are we talking Santa Fe County? Are we talking about all of New Mexico, the Southwest?
Primarily Santa Fe County, and we've gotten quite a few submissions from the band category, and because of the limited amount of time, we're going to have to narrow it down to four, the top four in each category, and each performer or group will be given a 10-minute slot that evening on the 26th. And then in each category, they'll be first through fourth place, with the grand prize actually being an opening slot at Sosobra this year.
Oh, nice.
So we have a great partnership with Kiwanis, and they've agreed to allow our winners of our Battle of the Bands to perform for Sosobra. And this year will be the 89th annual burning of Sosobra.
So do you expect lots of young people from all over the, basically from all over the area, to come and show up as audience as well?
Yeah, well, that's the hope. I mean, you know, this is, I think, in my opinion, this is a twofold sort of effort here, right? One is to give a stage and an outlet to the numerous talented young people in right under our noses in our community that just aren't seen because they don't have that stage, really. And then the second hope is that will then inspire and act as a beacon for other youth in the area who, you know, are wanting to be involved in similar initiatives, similar work, who have similar talents, just sort of to be inspired by that. So yeah, the hope is that individuals will, you know, find out about it and get involved, and hopefully people who don't even know about any of the initiatives that we're working on will hear about this, somehow get involved, hooked off of this show, or, you know, somehow find out about it and come to join us.
And we're hoping long-term that this becomes an annual event.
Right. And that sounds like it certainly could be, because this is the kind of thing where, let's say somebody's in the Battle of the Bands and they don't win that year, they're going to try really hard to get in it again the next year.
That's our hope. Exactly right. And we also need to acknowledge the city of Santa Fe, because the city of Santa Fe, they give us, the Boys and Girls Club has a grant for these types of events, to put on these events throughout the year. So they're really, that's allowing us to underwrite a lot of the costs for these three nights. Because of course, you know, we have to have security, we have to pay Warehouse 21, of course, for the venue. There's some advertising involved. And it really wouldn't be possible without the city of Santa Fe and their support of our youth in our community.
Now, the Santa Fe Indian School wasn't able to make it today, but if we have time at the end, we're going to play a little piece from, they produced this unbelievably fabulous disc of their poetry, but they're going to be there too on the first night on Wednesday night doing a spoken word poetry performance. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And I can personally speak to the power of their poetry. I mean, through Youth Media Project, I actually hosted a show with some of these performers a couple years back, and they just, you know, do it like nobody else in Santa Fe. Tim McLaughlin and Nolan, which are the two active mentors in the poetry over there, really, really know what they're doing. So
they do indeed. They're unbelievable. So all this is happening. Now let's talk just a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club.
Sure. The Boys and Girls Club, we have 7 facilities altogether. We have our main Alto site, and then we have smaller clubs throughout Santa Fe County, and we just recently merged with Del Norte Boys and Girls Club, so now we're also running the Boys and Girls Clubs in Chimayo and Abiquiu. So altogether we have 7 clubs, and one thing that we're really trying to do is create partnerships with other youth-serving organizations, and that's how we originally got hooked in with Youth Media Project and Warehouse 21. We can't provide everything that our children need in our community by ourselves. There are certain things we do really well, and there's certain things that other groups like Youth Media, Warehouse 21 does well. And so my vision as the executive director of the Boys and Girls Club is, let's focus on what we do well, and let's partner with organizations that can do other things and provide other programmings that we can't for our kids.
And the Youth Media Project, which produces Audio Revolution on KSFR, is going to be doing their annual showcase on Thursday night, the 25th, and that's also a really incredible show, and I want to send a shout out to Judy Goldberg, who's been at it for a long time and mentoring people and bringing up people like you, Gabriel, to really bring in a new generation of audio producers.
She's the backbone. She's the mind. You know, she's enables this work to happen, along with the numerous other individuals involved.
So this event, Youth by Youth Fest, is free to people 19 and under.
Yes.
And then adults have to pay. They can either get a block ticket for all 3 nights or pay per event. It's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and it's all happening at Warehouse 21.
And at the end of the night on the 26th, at the end of the Battle of the Bands, we're going to have one of our a local band, Thieves and Gypsies. They were just they just received the Best of Santa Fe band category this year, and they're not quite teens, but they're in their young 20s, and they've agreed to kind of be the headliners at the end of the night, and they're also going to be around to talk to the musicians, the younger musicians, about what it takes to be a band, what kind of commitment is required, and just any other questions that any of these young artists may have for them.
Romana Beta is executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. Gabriel Rima of Youth Media Project, he's the mentor and outreach coordinator there. Once again, April 24th through 26th, Wednesday through Friday, Youth by Youth Fest. If people want more information, is there a website?
You can find out more about it certainly at our website at youthmediaproject.org. We have all the information.
If you're a band or an artist, solo artist, DJ, or hip-hop rap, you can contact Jonathan Salazar. He is our team coordinator, and his phone number is 470-0983.
And we're going to go out with a piece by the Santa Fe Indian School Spoken Word Poetry Team. Roman and Gabriel, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
Saya kini saya ne wo ye
Ya na huwe, ya na huwe, ya na huwe ne ne huwe yo han. Ya na huwe. We are the new generation. History carved this creation. Modern form of meditation. Oh, oh. We are the new generation. History carved this creation. Modern form of meditation. So are you gonna listen?
Nihil John Shahe, I have a story. In the beginning,
there was the word,
and it was spoken.
Native Americans saying,
for centuries, our people told stories
that saved our minds from complacency
and our hearts from ignorance of the past.
Our spiritual offering to the world
through language
wrapped in the breath of elders
who hold our creation,
our history
on their tongues.
We youth spin modern truth to rhythms.
We speak
to know who we are.
We write
to remember who we were. Bring the beat
back to when we could see the sky.
Before we were blinded by buildings.
When our ancestors
scratched stories of our place in the universe
onto rock walls.
Now we bomb
desert brown
and sky blue
onto buildings.
Like colors make it possible to fly again.
We paint pottery designs.
Not to prostitute our cultures,
but to show their beauty.
Bring the beat back
to a time when the land's
thunderous heartbeat was crafted by drums.
We sang to connect with the heavens.
Rain.
Blessed droplets.
Purified.
And protected us.
7 generations later.
We sing.
To remember those who have gone before.
They've become the perfect soil.
To grow our cultures.
Instrumental and acapella vinyls.
Mashed together in revolutions called remixes. Bring the beat.
Back.
To an earth's pulse.
Echoed through our souls.
Swirling clouds padded the sky.
We drank music through rain.
Dance was a prayer.
To land.
Plants.
Animals,
wind,
sky,
clouds,
spirits,
dust seeped into our skin
and dripped from our feet,
rooting us to earth.
Now we pray through dance floors, turntables, spray cans,
and microphones.
From the roots
to the fruits,
we are our ancestors.